Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here for VideoCopilot.net, and welcome to a very exciting After Effects tutorial. Today we're going to be creating this cool space scene with these lights and the fog and all the stars. It's just a lot of fun, a lot of action, a lot going on. So here's the idea of what we're going to be creating. Now in color. It's funny, isn't it? Okay, so you can see we have this really wide-angle lens, and I just wanted to go for a really extreme angle just so that, you know, it just looks interesting, and, you know, I had nothing better to do, frankly. So there you go. I got back from New York. When did I get back? On Friday. And actually, I haven't even shaved since then, so it's been almost a week. So my facial hair is looking a little grizzly, and I saw my wife earlier, and she said that I was starting to look like a caveman. Kind of weird. I was actually hitting two rocks together trying to start a fire just because, you know, I had nothing going on and just wanted to see if you could actually do that. And apparently you can. Okay. We've got a lot to do, so let's go and jump right into this tutorial. I'm going to create a new comp. We're going to do 864 by 480, 20 seconds, and choose OK. I'm going to create a new solid. It's going to be our background. Now, I got a comment from somebody who said, hey, you know, can you make some designs that don't have a black background? Because apparently a lot of my tutorials have like a darker background. And so he said, yeah, please, you know, maybe make something that's not black. And I was like, well, all right. So we'll see if we can come up with something. Let's see. How about like dark gray? That looks pretty good. All right, we'll call this background. Hit return. And let's go and add another solid, and this is going to have some of our particles on it. We'll make this red just so we can see it. And then we need to create a null object. So I'll create a new null object, and this will be the particle point. So now we're going to add some particles to our particle layer. I'm going to choose Effect, Trap Code, Particular. Get this from trapcode.com. It's a little pricey, but it is the most powerful particle system for After Effects. Now, what we're going to do is link the particle source to this null object. So first, I'll make it a 3D null object. And the reason we want to link it to this particle null object is because it's going to be a lot easier to move around and get it to do what we want visually in the comp. So I'm going to select the layer and go to the emitter. I'm going to bring up the position for this point. So I'm going to hit P, and that brings up the position. And then we're going to Alt-click on the position XY. Make some room here. And we're going to pick whip to the position of the null. And that's going to write an expression that we don't even need to change. And then again for the Z position, I'm going to Alt-click. And we'll whip that over to the position. This time we need to change it from 0 to 2 because we have 0, 1, 2, X, Y, Z, and that way we're only sampling that Z value. So now we've set it up, so if I look at this, I can move our particles around by just moving our null object here. And then we're going to add a cool little preset to our particle point null object. So come over to the animation preset, Video Copilot. We have this one called 3D Orbit. And it's pretty simple. It just creates a 3D circle for any layer's position. So drag that out to the null object. It's got a radius, a speed, and a rotation offset. Now I'm going to change the composition to look at the top view. And now if I select the particle position and toggle down to show the expression result, I can see I have a circle here. Now I want to make the circle a little bit smaller just so that it fits the edges of the comp. Now we can make it larger a little later, but for now that's what we want to do. The speed is set to 100 and that's what we want. So basically the object is just going to spin around in a circle at 100. Obviously this can be used for a lot of other things, but I did design it for this particular tutorial, and I think we have one more coming up where this will be helpful. So feel free to use it for other things, of course. And now if we go back to the active camera, so now if I scrub through it, you can see the particles are flying around in a circle. And that's what we want. So what I'll do is take the particle and turn down the velocity. And these other two values, the random and the random from motion. And that way it just creates sort of a thin line of particles. Now I'm going to create a new camera. We'll start out with like a 15 millimeter, and we may change that a little bit later on. I'm going to take the orbit camera tool and just move down so I can see our 3D circle being drawn here. Okay, now one of the things I want to do is add some randomness to the position of the circle. So right now it's just spinning in a perfect circle, but I'm going to change that up. So we're going to go down to the bottom of the expression. So just click in here, you can make the box larger, and we're going to come down here to the bottom. Now before the semicolon, we're going to go before it, and we're going to type plus wiggle maybe 8, 140. Okay, now the wiggle is going to already use the value from the original position. So basically what we have to do is add a minus value. This way it'll add the wiggle and then remove the value, so our center will still be the center of our comp. So just click away, go and bring that down. And so now you can see we just have a lot more randomness going on. So that's what we want. We'll go back to the particles and we'll set this up a little bit further. We want the particles per second to be about 2,000. And that way it fills it in pretty nice. We'll go down to the particle size, set that to 2. Go down a little further, and we want to play with some of the physics. So go to the air, turbulent field, and what we want to do is change the effect position. So we'll increase that a bit, and that's just going to add some cool randomness, and maybe affect the size just a little bit. That's good. And we'll turn the speed to about maybe 10. And that way it's just moving just a little bit. Now, right now it's continuously animating over and over again. So what we'll do is we'll set the life of the particles to, say, 20 seconds. And that's how long our comp is. So they're always going to stay up long enough. Now, we want it to die once it creates a perfect circle. So if we go back to the top view, well, look here, the particles start here. So once that null object gets around to that side again, we want to basically stop emitting particles. So right about here. So I'll select the particle layer, go to the particles per second, set a keyframe, move forward one frame. So you can see I'm just going to move forward one frame by hitting page down. We'll set it to 0. And so now we turn it off right at that point. So if we go back to the active camera, you see it creates this. And our null object is still dancing, but we have stopped creating particles. So we can shut that off. And so now we just have this cool little circular field of particles. Pretty cool. So we'll go back into the particles. And we'll set the color to like a bluish purple, something like that. And the transfer mode to add. Maybe make it a little bit darker. Perfect. Now we can increase the particles so that we can fill that in, but you know, it's not that big of a deal, and it will start to be slower to render once we move on with this a little bit further. So it's up to you. Now we want to make an additional particle ring. So what I'm going to do is duplicate this whole layer. So I'll just do Control D, edit duplicate to get that. Now what I'm going to do is hit U, and that's going to show us all the edited parameters. Now the position XY is right here. So what we have is an expression that's linking to this particle point, but this is a copy of the original particles. What I want to do is move these particles up so that they're a little bit higher on the Y axis. So here we have 0 and we have 1, and that represents X and Y. So X goes this way, Y goes up and down. So what I'm going to do is do plus 30. Now just make sure it's inside of the parentheses like that. And now when I pull away, you see that the layer has moved itself up just a little bit. So if I undo that, you can see the difference there. Now to the layer below it, we're going to minus 30 from that same spot. Minus 30. So now it's sort of one's on top, one's at the bottom, exactly what we want. So next thing we're going to do is go back to the top view, and we're going to get our camera, and we want to move the camera just inside about right here. So remember, there's a circle, and it's just the size of this area. And so we want the camera to be inside it and the center point to be right in the middle. So that is where the camera is looking. So we'll go ahead and go back to the active camera. So now we're inside of this little thing. Oh, by the way, this title safe, that brings that up. And so now we can move our camera around and look, you know, at different parts of this world. Now, what I've done in the original example is if you hit AA, you can bring the zoom really far out, so like maybe 100. So it's a very extreme angle, but if you, you know, pan around, it just really looks interesting. So that's why I've done that. Now I'm going to go back into one of the particles and change the color so that it just is a little bit more random. So we'll, and the next thing we need to do is add our star field in the background. This is going to be probably the most complicated part of this tutorial. I'm going to create a new solid. We'll make it green just for the sake of identifying it. Now we're going to choose Effect Trap Code Particular. Now this is tricky. What you need to do is go up to the animation preset and choose star field static number one. It's a preset. Once you do that, you're all set. That's actually all we have to do. We're going to use a preset, and that's created a very nice star field for our background. And basically what it's done is it's emitted a whole bunch of particles at the very first frame, basically, and then froze the physics time factor to zero. So now it's just a static point of time that makes it look like a star field. So, but, you know, that preset comes in handy for just creating, you know, background stars, and that's what we've done. Now I'm going to create a new, I don't know, we'll do like a pinkish blue color, something like that. Take the ellipse tool, and we're going to just draw a sphere or an oval, and we'll feather it out. And we're going to put this down below the particles, and then we'll lower the opacity. And if I hit MM, I can bring the expansion inward so that it doesn't take up as much of the space. So again, we're going to create a new solid, and we'll make it blue, choose OK, and then we'll choose Effect, Trap Code, Particular. For this, we're going to go down to the physics, and at the point in time where it's kind of grown out like that, we're just going to set the time factor keyframe at 1, go forward 1 frame, and set it to 0. And that way, it's just frozen in time there. And then we'll go to the emitter, bring the velocity down a bit so that the particles are only in that small area. Then we'll bring the opacity down to 10. The size up, size randomness up. Bring that opacity down even more. Maybe change the color to a little bit of a pinkish purple color. We can also change the emitter to a box and then just make it a little bit wider. And that way it kind of covers up more of the text. So you can see it's 3D and, you know, we can put anything we want in that area. So that is looking good. Now we do need to create our text. So we'll just add some text, call this Video Copilot, my favorite website, make it 3D, and position, we'll just right click and reset it. And we do need to rotate it. W brings up the rotation tool, by the way. Now, the camera is in sort of a lower position, so we can move the camera around to get an angle that we want. And then we can just move the text around, you know, and do compose it into, you know, the fashion that we want. We can also add a gradient. You may want to pre-compose the text so that you can add a gradient to it, but you know, this should be enough to get the idea across. I'm going to move our text up a little bit more into the middle of that smoke, and then we'll bring our camera down a little bit. It looks like the point of interest needs to be centered. So let's see what we can do here. That looks a little bit better. So we can reset the position of our text. Now I'm going to take that smoke layer. So we should do a little house cleaning at this point. This is our star field. So we'll call that. It's our smoke. And these are our two particle layers. And this is just our background color. So we'll take the smoke and bring it, let's see, we're going to change the transfer mode, F4, we're going to change it to add. Make that a little bit more intense. We can also lower the opacity. Now I'm going to create a gradient. So I'm going to choose a new solid. Make it dark blue. And we'll take the rectangle mask and we're just going to add it to the top. So we'll feather it out. And then we can lower the opacity of that. So that looks really nice. And then we'll create an adjustment layer with a glow, stylize glow. And that's just going to add a glow to our background. Now, I do like to put the text above the adjustment layer so the text doesn't get glowed out like the background. Now I'll go ahead and name this glow. And let's just make a few adjustments here. 25, we'll do like 0.5. Maybe bring, let's see, just kind of bright here in the middle, so we can maybe bring the color of the background down a little bit. And maybe take some of that smoke and bring the opacity down. Just don't want it to get too intense. Now, I'm going to add a little bit more color to this by taking the smoke layer and increasing sort of the vibrance of this color. And also want to spread this out a little bit more, so I'll do that. Now I did rotate the camera initially, so you want to either play with the X, Y, or Z depending on where the camera is rotated. Now you're going to see we do have this really cool extreme angle, and that's going to make for, you know, hopefully a very interesting animation once we get to that point. Now, to the video copilot, I will add that gradient. Okay, so now we've got most of our comp ready. I may want to increase our glow just a little bit more. And that's looking pretty good. Now, one of the things I like to do at the very end is add an adjustment layer to do a little color correction. So, layer new, adjustment layer. I'll choose effect, color correction, curves, and just, you know, do some brightness adjusting. You can also go into the color channels and add, you know, more of a intense color so that you don't have to always design extreme. You can just, you know, do a post-processing color effect and get the results that you want. Now, to the star field, I also want to bring the opacity of that down to 50. We want that to be less intense. Now, in the original comp, I actually have stars also floating around those same, you know, squiggly lines. And to do that, we're going to just take a copy of one of these particle layers, and we'll duplicate it. And let's take that expression that we made and we modified earlier where we added 30, and we'll just remove that. So now it's just going to stay there. And then we'll go down to the physics, and we'll turn the speed down to 0. And that way, whatever we do next is going to be static. And then there's an option, spin amplitude. We'll turn that up. And you're going to see the particles just disperse. And turn the speed, time before spin, let's see, and the spin frequency to 0. And now those will just stay static. So as if it's some sort of, I don't know, it's obviously not a realistic phenomena, but it certainly looks cool. So we'll change it. Maybe we'll make them blue. We want to maybe bring the amount of particles down. So if you hit U, and you go back to that point in time where we shut the particles off and just change that number to maybe 500, then we can create just a fewer amount of particles, but they will stop emitting at that point. Now, it looks like our smoke is, yeah, it's just animating here in the beginning, but once you get down later past, once everything is drawn out. So the key to this is letting the effects generate and then creating your animation after that point in time. So you do want to be careful not to trim your comp, because it is important that these things happen so the rest of these effects will stay on the screen. What I can probably do next is add that camera move. And to do that, I'm going to create a null object, make it 3D, and then parent our camera to the null object by grabbing that pick whip. And if we hit R, we can just rotate this null object. And then keyframe it, move forward a little bit there. Set it back down to 0. F9 is going to make that kind of smooth. You can turn the motion blur on for that layer, and then on for the comp. And let's go and preview this. I'll skip one frame. We'll do half res. So there you have it. Very cool design, and didn't really take that much work. It's just a lot of layers and a lot of things going on. To animate up beyond this world, all I did was animated the position of this null object. So let's see, keyframe the position, then I moved up a bit and then just moved our null object up, and then we would just fly beyond. And then I had a duplicated text layer that was just happening to be up in that area where the camera came to. So this is the, you know, simple version. Flies in and then comes up, and here's our text at the end. I'll just take off that ramp. Okay, so there it is. You know, put this together with one of your own shots. You know, show your boss, say, hey, look, here's what I created, and I think I deserve a raise. And, you know, frankly, I think you'll get it because you deserve it, because you're smart enough to come to Video Copilot and save time on your design work. I'm not kidding. What else can we do at this point? Now, you will be able to get the preset for the 3D orbit effect on the website. Just put that in your presets folder inside of your After Effects directory. Check out the preset section of the website if you need some help on that. Now, for those of you who maybe found this tutorial a little bit quick, a little bit advanced, be sure to check out our tutorial section. Go down. We have this little thing called After Effects Basic Training. Go on that, and you'll learn a bunch of shortcuts, a lot of fundamental things about After Effects, and you can just start tackling some of the more complex tutorials. And more importantly, you won't be emailing me with questions about, you know, turning on your computer and, you know, which way does it go when you plug it into the wall and stuff like that. So I'm totally kidding, by the way. I just want you to know that I love you guys, each and every one of you. Speaking of love, be sure to check out videocopilot.net products. We have some great ones. We have Twitch, Evolution, Designer, Sound Effects, Riot Gear, and many other great titles that are sure to help your productions and you know, make you a better person inside and, most importantly, where it counts, on the outside. Okay, everyone, thanks for watching. My name is Andrew Kramer for videocopilot.net, and I will see you next time.